I'm sure the numbers of businesses that are engaging in social media are increasing almost exponentially day by day, but certainly there are business owners who are still reluctant to engage in social media because maybe they don't have much personal experience, if at all, with how it all works, the rules of the road, and so forth. What do you say to them?
I recommend listening a lot more than speaking for the beginner. Spend time learning the tribal rules of these networks and developing your own online voice. It takes time, but I believe it is a requirement. One of my favorite methods for getting started is with blogging, and one of my favorite kinds of blogs for the beginner is a Q&A blog. In this case, each of these posts they put on their blog is a customer question that is answered. One question, one answer. And then you repeat the process through your list of questions. I've never met a business owner who couldn't fill a whiteboard with the questions that customers ask them. So it makes for great fuel for a new blog. It also satisfies customers, what I call information appetite, and demonstrates your understanding of their needs.
Okay, I own a small business. It's a very small business. My resources are very limited, so I don't devote a lot of time to social media or content marketing in my business. Yet I sense that the world's passing me by. What can I do?
Well, I believe that every business has to invest time in delighting customers, or they'll go out of business. Now, where and how you spend those limited resources varies a lot based on the kind of business you're in and where your customers spend their time. So if you have a restaurant, you're better advised to spend time getting your address, menu, photography, and Yelp profile correct before you spend time creating a blog, for example. That's where your customers are going to go to look for information about your restaurant. But if you're selling something with a long sales cycle, like a big business software solution, you might need to start with case studies, costs of ownership reviews, webinars, and things that are more complicated to produce. And because those are layers of trust, they are built up over time as people consume them.
We're spending more and more of our time with our devices. We're finding an enormous, endless universe of information at our fingertips. In your view, Scott Clark, how is this changing society and culture?
One of my biggest fears for the web and the thing we have to watch out for is how social networks reinforce silos. People with a certain viewpoint, whether it be political or social, only participate in networks of people who share their own views. And it becomes a feedback loop. It can kind of lead to a lack of critical thinking and some closed-mindedness. I think it reinforces a little cognitive dissonance when people finally come out into the real world, casting their votes, serving on their school boards and other things. So we do have to be careful and treat the internet with respect, watch out for our kids and how they're using the web. But it continues to change. And I think that in the past, we thought of the internet as a separate reality from the reality we live in. But there's a massive convergence happening. The devices are becoming more transparent and more integrated. So while I work in the space all the time and I always stay very excited about it, I think there is caution that we have to be cautious about how much of our lives it occupies.